Pepe. His phone buzzed, but he didn't answer it. His boss was on the cube, committing political suicide. Nobody on Earth could have done it. The signal started our way long before the conference call. The cube went blank and Carl Lamb appeared. That was Professor Aurora Bell in a transmission. Pepe stabbed a finger at the phone. Buenas, Pepe. It was Rory. The shit has really hit the fan. I just saw it. The governor wants me tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail. You want my job? You make it sound so attractive. I'm serious. Mal Barrett just put me on sabbatical indefinitely. Nobody else but you can run the thing. He knew that, of course. Sure. Okay. Where are you now? Up at the office. I'll be right up. Buenas? Sí. Buenas. He turned off the phone and slipped it back into his pocket. What was that? Lisa Marie said. My boss. Ex-boss. He finished off his beer and set the mug down with a thump. Looks like I've been promoted. He took out a card and slid it through the pay slot. I've got to run. Don't know how long this will be. I will be with you tonight, though, as soon as I can get free. Call when I know. She nodded. Dinner if you can. I'll get us some steaks or something. Deal. He kissed her on the cheek. Buenas. Sí, buenas. Muy buena suerte. He went a block and a half before he realized he'd left his umbrella back at the cafe. It wasn't raining hard, though, and Lisa Marie could use it. This was how it happened. Rory sacrificed her job, making sure the world knew the truth. So he would be standing down at the Cape with President Davis to meet the supposed aliens. He passed a woman who was sitting on a park bench, sobbing, her face in her hands. Her white dress, saturated with rain, revealed her alluring figure. He vaguely recognized her, a student, and slowed to say something, but then went on. She didn't want company in her grief. Gabrielle. She heard his steps hesitate. Please stop. Talk to me. Hold me. But he didn't stop. Would she? Probably. It didn't happen all that often. You come home and find your cat lying dead. And then the president and all those others. She had poor Happy's body in a shoebox and didn't know what to do with it. Am I being punished for sin? Is my mother's God really up there counting the times I put a camera up my cunt to pay the bills? No, cats die. Presidents die. Snap out of it. You know better. You know better. Her nose was running and she didn't have anything in her purse. She blew into her wet hand and scraped the mucus onto the bottom of the park bench, then splashed her palm in the puddle at her feet and rubbed her nose hard against her forearm. Aliens dropping out of the sky, a science father figure blows up himself and everybody in the room, the perfectly good cat drops over dead, and I'm 10 minutes late for an anal intercourse shoot, which I'm not going to do, even if it means my job. Lewis is gentle, but he's just too big around. It's not the proper use for that opening. Things are supposed to come out, not go in. Oh, sweetheart, things can't be that bad. She wiped her eyes and looked up. It was the old lady with the shopping cart. She sat down next to her. What is it that's so bad? She looked into the old kind face. My cat died. Oh, my. She lifted a corner of the sodden shoebox and looked inside. What was her name? His name, Happy. Never had a boy cat. Lots of girl cats. You want one? Not now, no. Thank you, no. You got cat people and dog people, you know. My husband, he was a dog person. One reason I had to get rid of him. Gabrielle smiled. You take the dog with him? No, that would be cruel. I kept the dog. Even though he smelled bad. She leaned close and whispered. He had gas. Both of them did. Gabrielle wiped her eyes. How long ago was that? 30-some years, I guess. Buried him when Hull was president. Hardly anybody had the cube back then. You still think about the poor thing? Oh, yeah, buried him under a big piece of plywood out in the swamp. I'm all there now.
You couldn't just bury him in the backyard?
Oh, gosh and golly. Way too big. Laws, too.
There are laws about burying dogs? She nodded slowly. Some kinds. She looked over Gabrielle's shoulder.
Afternoon, officer.